Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Good evening, Hoop fans. It is tournament time in Indiana. Terrence Arnie alongside Rob Moorhead. We're at the site of Sectional 29 in Greensburg, and finally, we finally get the clock to double zeros in overtime, and it's the Connersville Spartans defeating the Franklin County Wildcats 30-25 in overtime. Rob, when we looked at that score, when we picked this game up somewhere around the third quarter or so, didn't look like there was going to be a winner determined.
It was a low-scoring game, Terrence, from the start. Connersville led 7-6 after one quarter. The teams were tied at 14 at half. Listen to this, Terrence. At the end of the third quarter, Franklin County was on top 21-14, meaning they outscored Connersville 7-0 in that third quarter. That's a touchdown.
Yeah.
And Franklin County then only able to put 3 points on the board in the fourth quarter, and it was all tied up 24-24 going into overtime, where Connersville able to squeak out a 30-25 victory. Coach Dave McCullough and company move on to Friday night, where it'll be the Greensburg Pirates laying in wait to play against Connersville. No, that's not right.
No,
that's not right.
Yeah, Connersville is going to play the winner of this game coming up between Batesville South Dearborn. Greensburg, they're slated to go up against Lawrenceburg.
The Lawrenceburg Tigers, indeed. My bad on that, Terrence.
No,
that is correct.
No worries. So let's just reset things. If you've been listening to WRBI Country 103.9 this evening, you heard a thriller down in Edinburgh where the Jacksonville Eagles, they were victorious. They defeat the Waldron Mohawks 55-54. They've done exactly what they needed to do in terms of being able to survive and advance. And then, as we just told you here, in game one at Sectional 29, it was the Connersville Spartans victorious over the Franklin County Wildcats. Your final score there, 30-25. And that leads us into our nightcap. Bulldogs versus the Knights. That'll be coming up here shortly in just a bit. We'll step away briefly, come back. We'll talk a little bit about this game. You may have caught our previous pregame show. We had interviews from both coaches, but Rob and I will do our best to predict what you might hear and what you might see here tonight. Thanks for joining us on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Attention to Decatur County residents. Saturday, March 16th, Decatur County Electronics Recycling and Paper Shredding takes place at the Decatur County Fairgrounds. Again, this is for Decatur County residents only. Bring computers, monitors, stereos, TVs, hard drives, VCRs, printers, scanners, cell phones, fax machines, DVD players, copiers, video game systems, and more to the Decatur County Fairgrounds. Saturday morning, March 16th, for Decatur County residents only. Paper Shredding and Electronics Recycling.
Brought to you by Decatur County Recycling District.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Need to refresh your walls with a durable paint that can keep up with daily wear and tear? Pulse Camp's Flooring Plus is having a paint sale you're going to want to check out. PPG Porter Paint's High Hide is a best-selling premium paint that is perfect for high-traffic areas. Fingerprints, smudges, stains are no match for High Hide's easy-to-clean finish. And right now, buy 1 gallon of Porter Paint's High Hide and get the second gallon free. Pulse Camp's Flooring Plus is located on Dirks Road in Batesville, online at pulsecamps.com, and you can find us on Facebook. From floor to ceiling, got you covered.
Best Metal Finishing in Osgood and Ohio Rod Products for Sales are industry leaders in design and manufacturing of specialty fasteners and plating requirements. Their products are used around the world, and since 1966, they've proudly called Ripley County home. Their team of highly skilled personnel sets them apart from the competition, and they wish Jacksonville, South Ripley, and other area teams the best of luck as they represent the place they call home in postseason play.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back. We are live from what I like to call the pirate ship, Greensburg High School, site of sectional 29 for our nightcap game where the Batesville Bulldogs, they're set to take on the South Dearborn Knights. And we'll have that game for you in just a second, starting in just a little bit here. And, Rob, I'm going to go through the tail of the tape for you here and give you what we can expect to see in this game. Aaron Garrett comes into this ball game 237 wins in his 16th season here at Batesville. And the South Dearborn Knights, led by Coach Patrick Cosgrove, 28-19 in just his second season there at South Dearborn. These teams, of course, have gotten together several times over the past several years. But I want to look at particularly in tournament play. In tournament play, they've met 10 times, Rob, in the tournament. Batesville has the edge there. 9 tournament wins against the Knights to just 1 Knights victory. The Bulldogs, and you may have caught it in our previous pregame, in my opinion, maybe one of the hottest teams coming into the tournament. Winner of 11 of their last 13. In fact, they last time out defeated Shelbyville 70-45. South Dearborn, meanwhile, they were victorious. They took care of business down at Switch. They knocked out Switzerland County 54-39. And since it's tournament time, and you know like I know, everything that I just read off to you doesn't even matter. You can throw that all out the window. I won't even bother with the Herald predictor because, again, anything can happen in tournament play.
You talk about those 6 wins in a row for Batesville, Terrence. The last team to beat them was this South Dearborn ball club, as you referenced. That was 54-51 at South Dearborn, a game that you were at and called on the air, and a game actually that Batesville had a chance to tie. And if I recall you and Steve Geesting on the call, it sounded like Batesville got a good look late, a 3 that if it had gone down would have tied the ball game. And I also recall listening to Coach Garrett on his post-game show with you guys after the game, really saying, you know, the guys just didn't do some things that they would typically do, missed some assignments. Defensively didn't play as well as he wanted to see him play offensively. But they've gotten some things corrected since then on this 6-game winning streak. You know Batesville's going to come in and play that 2-3 zone.
Yep.
The key is going to be, can South Dearborn get good shots against that? And can they get Brody Tiki on track? Brody Tiki shoots threes at a 36% clip. And if South Dearborn is able to get him loose on the perimeter and get him good looks, he could shoot them out of that zone. So it'll be that, to me, is the biggest matchup there. Plus, Grunkemeyer inside versus the South Dearborn bigs. And Grunk is a load inside. And if he can control the boards, I think it gives Batesville the advantage.
Well, you raise a good point, Rob. Talking about the Bulldogs on defense, you're right. No secrets when it comes to tournament time. Not this sectional, not sectional 29, when it is, in fact, the EIAC Invitational minus East Central. But one thing that I would not be very surprised to see, and we'll keep an eye on it early in this ball game, I would not be surprised to see the Bulldogs abandon their 2-3 zone and go man-to-man. And the reason I say that, Coach, I don't have to tell me, you know, one of the weaknesses of the zone is good outside shooting.
Right.
That's how Tiki got hot early on in that previous meeting. Batesville and their coaching staff was mindful of that. They went back to the drawing board, and when they played Shelbyville in that regular season finale, they came out playing man-to-man, and they chased those shooters off the line time and time again. In fact, Shelbyville didn't have a single 3-point bucket in the first half.
And a big win in that one for Batesville, 70-45 against a Shelbyville team that's got some wins under their belt this year. That, and they've already have a tournament win as well. And so that was a big win for Batesville.
Mm-hmm.
And athletically, there's no reason this Batesville team can't play good, solid man-to-man defense. They've got the athletes. It's just been a philosophy thing with Coach Garrett. He likes that 2-3 zone, but it's interesting to hear you say that because I have not seen Batesville play for several weeks. And, Terrence, you get to see him just about every week, so you're going to be well-versed on what we could expect.
Well, you know, you're right. I've been lucky enough to be able to come alongside this journey from the beginning of the season with these Batesville Bulldogs and watch them really grow and mature throughout the season. And I'll tell you, you know, I've talked to Coach Garrett after big wins, close wins, and come-from-behind wins, and I would always ask him about, you know, where is your team right now? Are they playing your best basketball? He would always come back, Rob, with, well, we're going to cut down the turnovers. We want to work on this. We've got to get that right. But I am telling you, the performance that they put on the floor at Shelbyville, it was so undeniable, Rob. Coach Garrett himself had to agree. They're playing their best basketball.
And it's the time you want to play your best ball, coming into the postseason where it's win and stay up, lose and go home. So it all matters now. And Aaron Garrett is an experienced coach. He's got a ton of tournament experience. He knows how to win, and it's going to be interesting to see how well the Bulldogs are playing right now. South Dearborn will fight them to the end. They will play hard, aggressive man-to-man defense themselves. They got guys that are hard-nosed, blue-collar guys that are going to give a max effort all night long, and it should be an interesting matchup. And I tell you what else about South Dearborn, Terrence.
Uh-huh.
They've got some solid young kids on this team, and I think that's going to be a key for South Dearborn. How well do their freshmen play in tournament competition? You've got a young man by the name of Scout Gray, who's a double-figure scorer. He's a 5'9 freshman. And then Tyler Christian, a 5'11 freshman, only averages 3 points a game. A couple of weeks ago against South Ripley, he got double digits. He can make things happen as well. And that's a deep bench over there for Coach Patrick Cosgrove, South Dearborn Knights.
Well, listen, let's step away briefly, take a quick timeout. When we come back, I want you to talk to me more about the depth of this South Dearborn team and how it can play in tonight's game. We'll be right back after words from our sponsors here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
Visit Stones Farm Service, 921 East Main in Greensburg today. Online at stonesfarmservice.com.
Your independence is priceless. Decatur County Memorial Hospital's Rehabilitation Services team helps you each step of the way in your healing journey, getting you back to the activities you love. Our team's brand new location and building in the state-of-the-art Rehabilitation Medical Offices building supports our community's needs and is a life-changing expansion right on the DCMH campus. Experience the ease of access to our therapeutic service offerings close by. Decatur County Memorial Hospital, the quality care you want close by.
When deciding who'll manage your money, you deserve personal service, which has sadly become all too rare. Luckily, there's Kelby Owens Fays Financial. Kelby will meet with you and put together an individual plan for your investment goals. Whether you're looking to maximize your retirement savings, create an income stream for retirement, or pass on generational wealth, Kelby Owens Fays Financial will give you the same personal care he gives every client. Kelby Owens Fays Financial on the Greensburg Square.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through IPI Wealth Management and Investment Planners Incorporated.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Terrence Arney alongside Rob Moorhead with you here from the Pirate Ship in Greensburg. That's the site of Sectional 29, and we're ready for game two of our doubleheader. It's the Batesville Bulldogs. They'll be taking on the South Dearborn Knights. And Rob, just before the break, you were talking to me about the Knights and how deep this bench can really go.
They're led by Brody Tiki, a 5'8 senior. We've talked about Brody, gets 14 points a game. Then Hudson Shackelford, a 6'2 senior, that gets 12 points a game. They've got some other players as well I'll talk about, but what you got to watch off the bench is Scout Gray, a 5'9 freshman, averaging 10 points a game. And Scout missed some time this year with injury, but he's gotten healthy here in the second half of the season. And he came in the second half against South Ripley a couple of weeks ago and got 20 points in that ball game.
Wow.
And really gave South Dearborn a chance to win that contest. And he was impressive doing it. And then 5'11 freshman Tyler Christian will come off the bench along with 5'10 freshman Mason Lane. Both of those kids can shoot the basketball, and they're both capable of putting up big numbers as well. So South Dearborn is not lacking for depth, Terrence, and they're going to have to use all of it tonight against Batesville to try to give themselves a chance to win. Now, they got to feel some confidence getting that victory back on February 1st. But I tell you, I like that particular scenario for Coach Garrett and the Bulldogs. Get them fired up for a little revenge action. Hey, guys, these guys knocked us off. They were the last team to beat us. Let's go let people know that that was a fluke. That shouldn't have happened. And I think Coach Garrett, if he needed any more motivation for his guys tonight, can use that as well.
But you're exactly right when you're talking about this Knights team. They have depth, and they have a certain measure of confidence coming into this game. You talk about the freshman, Scott Gray. In that game in February, when the game yet held was still dangled in the balance, it was Scott Gray that went to the free throw line. The moment was not too big. A perfect 8-for-8 down the stretch to seal that game. And what I was impressed about most, not just the fact that the freshman was able to stand tall in that moment, but not just his confidence, but the coach's confidence to put him in that position, and then the confidence of his teammates all around him to give him. He was the primary ball handler, which is why he was going to the line. And you saw seniors deferring to this freshman to handle the ball in crucial moments. That said a lot to me about what that young man means to this night squad.
It tells you about his makeup, and he's not your typical freshman. Scout has a lot of confidence, and he has played a lot of basketball throughout his life. So the moment will not be too big for him. He will stand in and make the shots he needs to make, and it'll be interesting to see how he performs tonight. He hasn't cracked the starting lineup yet, but again, you look at Coach Patrick Cosgrove. He's had a lot of success there at South Dearborn, and he's playing his seniors. He's given them a shot in the starting lineup, but he's not afraid to go to that bench early and often when he needs to.
Now, transversely, Coach Garrett and the Bulldogs, they do like to run it very, very tight, about a 6, maybe 7-man rotation. They do have some young studs, some freshmen that have given him some good minutes during the season. But I want to ask you, Rob, just in your opinion and your experience, how do you like to treat tournament play? Do you like the tighter rotation with the most experience, the guys that have been together the most and the most minutes? Or do you like to go with depth to keep having your opponent guessing defensively?
Yeah, that's a good question, Terrence. And I will tell you, I was probably a little more on the former side of that to keep it pretty tight.
Yeah.
Play a 7, maybe an 8-man rotation. Yeah. Guys that you knew were experienced and you could count on in those situations. The thing about it for South Dearborn, they've played a deep rotation all year long.
Exactly.
I think we will see that tonight.
Sure.
The old saying my dad used to say is you got to dance with who brung you.
That's right.
So that's how they got here, was playing there. I mean, everybody's here, but that's how they build up that record this year. They come in with a winning record, 13-10, and they got those 13 wins by playing a deep rotation. Batesville, on the other hand, they've had a beautiful season at 17-5. This team is built to play that 6- or 7-man rotation. And, yeah, Batesville's got solid guys coming off the bench, and Braden Maple, and then James Hughes, a freshman as well, can stand in and play solid minutes for you. And I think that both those guys will get their opportunities tonight.
Yeah, and there's no doubt Maple is about the first guy that Coach Garrett will go to coming off the bench. You mentioned James Hughes, a true spot-up three-point shooter. He can get hot in a hurry. But newly kind of plugged in here going down the stretch was Carson Hartley. And Hartley brings another dimension, another ball handler to this squad. And in that, season finale at Shelbyville, I saw Carson Hartley come in and give some big minutes when Gronk and Kaiser found themselves in a little bit of foul trouble early. And I thought that was interesting, too, because in most situations, your opponent they start to see red. They see two of your stars in foul trouble. Now let's go get these underclassmen. No, sir. Those young guys stood in tall, spell some good minutes until those guys could get back in the game.
What's interesting, thinking back to your earlier comments about Batesville's defense, because I was just assuming, having not seen them for a few weeks, they would stick with that 2-3 zone.
Uh-huh.
Playing that 2-3 zone really gives you the opportunity to play that smaller rotation because you're less likely to get guys in foul trouble.
Yeah.
If you're coming out, if they're going to come out the way they did against Shelbyville and really apply some pressure with their man-to-man defense, you're more likely to have guys commit fouls be in a situation where you're going to need some more depth on that bench. So that's going to be something to watch, and I'm glad you pointed that out here in the pregame because I will be interested to see how Batesville comes out defensively to start the game.
Right, and I wouldn't be surprised if they started out with that 2-3 zone, maybe to kind of lull the Knights to sleep. We've seen this before. We know what to expect. And then, boom, go to that man-to-man to kind of get some quick turnovers, that sort of thing going. We got about a minute left before game time. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout, come back. We'll have our starting lineups, and then we'll have live action from the Pirate Ship here in Greensburg. You're listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to the Pirate Ship here in Greensburg, site of sectional 29. We are almost set to go with tonight's matchup, our nightcap game. It's the Batesville Bulldogs. They take on the South Dearborn Knights, and I believe the Knights are the home team here. Bulldogs will be the visiting team, Rob. And what do you have in the way of starters here tonight?
Let's take a look at the visiting team, the Batesville Bulldogs tonight. They'll go with 5'10 sophomore number 3, Trent Lures, 5'10 senior number 11, Gus Prickle, 6'5 junior and leading scorer for the Bulldogs, number 20, Cade Kaiser, 6'2 senior, number 30, Sam Johnson, and another 6'2 senior, number 42, Jack Grunkemeyer. And that Johnson-Grunkemeyer combination inside can do some damage. Again, for the Bulldogs, it's Lures and Prickle and Kaiser in the backcourt, Johnson and Grunkemeyer in the front court for Batesville. Coming into the ballgame, 17-5. They finished 5-2 in the EIAC, firmly in second place. For the South Dearborn Knights, under the direction of second-year coach Patrick Cosgrove, they'll go with a guard, 5'8 senior Brody Tiki. Another guard will be 5'8 senior Peyton Hill. Peyton Hill wears number 3. Brody Tiki, the leading scorer, wears number 1. They will have a forward, 6'2 senior Hudson Shackelford. They'll have another forward, a 6-foot senior Adam Kunkel. And their third forward, 6'2 sophomore Mason Hamlet. Again, for the Knights, it'll be Tiki and Hill at the guard, Shackelford, Kunkel, and Hamlet at the forward spots for Patrick Cosgrove's Knights.
Bulldogs, as we mentioned, they are listed as the visiting team, so they'll be in their road blues. That's blue tops, blue bottoms, trimmed out in white with white letters and white numbers. The Knights, they are listed as the home team, so that means white tops, white bottoms, dark blue numbers, and all of that trimmed out in red for the Knights. You know, one of the things, too, just as you kind of just take a quick look at the starters for this matchup, you feel like one of the advantages that the Bulldogs might have, you talked about their athleticism. They've got decent size all across the floor. I was jokingly, but it really happened. I'm at the Dog Pound for a game, and I was looking for Coach Garrett to get a pregame interview. I'm walking down the hallway, and all of a sudden, a cloud came over me, and I turned around, and it was the starting five for the Bulldogs. Yeah. I don't consider myself a short or small man, but these kids have some length and some height about them that will serve them well here tonight, I think.
6'5", Cade Kaiser, Sam Johnson, and Jack Grunkmeyer, each at 6'2", and they're built well, too, Terrence. That Batesville front line is certainly intimidating.
Speaking of the aforementioned Kaiser, he steps in the center circle to jump things off against the 6'2 Mason Hamlet. And we're set to go for tournament action. Hamlet actually got the tip but sent it right to Grunk. Sends it out to the wing for Big Shot Gus. That's what Coach Garrett likes to call him. Prickle finds Lures out on the wing. Lures dribbles back to his right. Now back to his left. Grunk calling for it down low. Cross-court pass for Sam Johnson. Baseline drive, and he gets stopped right in his tracks. Another cross court. Good look for Lures. Off the rim, and the Knights come down with a rebound.
Really good offense that time for Batesville. Got a good shot, just didn't go down.
They go to the 2-3 zone, as you predicted they would. Let's see how long they stay with it. Knights working things around the arc here now. The ball rests in the hands of Hill momentarily. Hill, he's got it back, going to hand off to Tiki.
Batesville really bringing that zone out high. They're guarding Tiki in the center circle right now.
Yes, they are. Perhaps the design to kind of keep him at bay, if you would. Knights being very patient here on their first possession. Now Hamlin with it. Back to Hill, back to Hamlin, back to Hill. Hill going to launch a deep three, and he got him from the volleyball line. An NBA three to open up the scoring. Let's see if they stay with that 2-3 zone.
He's a 32% three-point shooter, Terrence, and you called that perfect. He is. That was a long, long three.
Bulldogs back on offense now. A little motion up top. Lures has it. Goes off to Kaiser. Kaiser splits two defenders. Gets in the hoop and the harm.
Nice move by Kaiser. Got in there. Was able to get around the defender, Adam Kunkel, who will pick up the foul. Kaiser kept his eyes on the rim, put it up strong with the right hand off the backboard, and he'll go to the free throw line looking for the three-point play.
Delivers, and we're all tied at three now.
And Batesville full court.
Yes.
1-2-2 zone press here.
Almost turned it over. Still not out of harm's way yet. A would-be trap. They get it through to Hammond, and he swings it around, and now they're going to reset the offense. Down the lane and too easy, as Peyton Hill was just camped out on that baseline, and it was an easy layup. 5-3 Knights.
Nice penetration and dish by Hudson Shackelford to get the assist.
Lures being bothered by Tiki, gets the ball away. Kaiser on the wing. Good look from the corner for Johnson. He does what he does. Three-point basket is 6-5 now. Bulldogs.
Nice job making the extra pass there to get Johnson wide open. He's nearly a 40% three-point shooter.
And they're back on it on offense are the Knights. Shackelford. Peyton Hill thought about that. Another three from distance. Passed it off instead. Now with Shackelford. Back to Hill. Shackelford up top. Between the circles. Going to back it up a little bit. Go to Brody Tiki. Tiki dumps it down on the baseline. Bulldogs quickly converge, but now back up top. They stay with the 2-3 zone. I gotta be honest. I'm surprised as the floater is good. It's 7-6.
Another nice job by Shackelford to penetrate the top of that zone. This time pulled up with the floater and got it.
Ball now in the corner with Lures, able to get out of trouble. Johnson's got another good look at a three. This time from the near wing, no good. Tiki the rebound. He's gonna bring it up across the timeline. Gonna send it down the line to Shackelford. Shackelford inside now. Goes all the way across, mishandled baseline drive. The little hezzy move on the baseline, waited for the defender to fly by, able to lay it in. Knights up 9-6.
That's Mason Hamlet's first basket of the contest.
Lures now with Brody Tiki all over it. Gets it across the line. And going to hand off now to Kaiser. Kaiser comes to the near wing, cross court to Johnson. Johnson once again launches a three. This one also off the mark. He's 1-for-3 to start this ball game. 9-6. Knights with the ball and the lead. Walking it up the floor was Conkle. Conkle, a great football player for this Knights, South Dearborn Knights High School. And Coach Cosgrove, seen enough, going to call a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 9-6, Knights on top, right here on Country 103.9, WRBI and WRBI app.
We all make preparations for our family's well-being in case of an accident or job loss. But it's just as important to plan ahead for the inevitable, to record and communicate our end-of-life wishes to help ease the stress and emotional burden on our families. Helping our neighbors plan ahead with no cost or obligation is what Gilliland Howe Funeral Home does best. Planning your own funeral arrangements in advance is one of the greatest gifts you can give your loved ones. It can help eliminate guesswork for your family, and with our complimentary assistance, it's actually very simple to do. Give us a call at Gilliland Howe Funeral Home.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehrings, Stones Farm Service, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC. 4:04 left on the clock here this first quarter, and the Knights lead the Bulldogs 9-6 as Adam Conkle meets Cade Kaiser at the point of attack, and Kaiser reached all the way back from New Point to swat that one out of bounds.
Really nice defense by Kaiser there. Didn't get off balance, waited for the offensive player, Kunkel, to go up with a shot, and Kaiser timed it up and swatted it out of there. Nice ball.
They reset now with Shackelford between the circles. Cross court and ill-advised as Sam Johnson able to pick that one off. Sam, cross court of his own to find big shot Gus, and he walked off a three-pointer, and look who's in. Carson Hartley, the freshman.
You called that one, Terrence. He's getting early minutes.
Yeah, getting some minutes. One of the reasons, again, he's got a nice handle, but he also has a little bit wider frame. It makes it a little more difficult for some of those guards that they run up against to get around it.
Tiki deflected the ball out of bounds, so Batesville inbound on the far side.
Gus getting it in, gets it to Cade Kaiser. Kaiser down the left side of the lane, hesitate. He's going to draw more contact, and I got to be honest, that's the Cade Kaiser you like to see early in games attacking the rim, whether he gets a shot off or not. Most likely he's going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line here to shoot two.
Foul goes against Mason Hamlet for South Dearborn, his first, team second. Just a strong move by Cade Kaiser to get himself to the free throw line.
And you talk about that win streak that the Bulldogs are coming in on. I think it's improved this young man's confidence. Early in the season, he was hesitating to make some of those penetrating drives, but not so here as he drains both free throws to draw the Bulldogs within one. It's 9-8. More full court pressure. Easily handled. They pass out of it right to the line. Couple of cross-court passes, and now they're ready to set the offense up with Shackelford. Dishes it off. They dish it back up top to Conkle. Conkle now to Tiki. Tiki comes to the near wing. Hartley sends him away. He goes right back to Peyton Hill. Inside now. Bounce pass along the line. Again, hesitated. Waited for the defense to fly by. Stop me, Rob, if you've heard this one before. 11-8 now.
Just an excellent pass from the high post down to the low post. Good ball fake by Connor Huff. Go up strong and score.
Tiki all over the freshman Hartley, but Hartley able to get it across the timeline. He finds Sam Johnson. Johnson's floater not there. Missed everything, and the Knights, again, off and running. Send it over to the wing. Tiki thought about the three, relocates. Does launch a three, no good, but they get the offensive board. Missed it. Ball still loose, and again, the Knights with another offensive rebound.
Ball bounced South Dearborn's way both times there to keep the possession.
Conkle from the free throw line rattles it home, and the Knights are just getting uncontested looks, Rob, just about anywhere on the floor.
Five different players have scored so far for South Dearborn. That's Conkle's first two.
13-8 your score. Hartley brings it across the timeline looking for Kaiser. Kaiser peels off that screen, and this one's going to almost be stolen. Sam Johnson able to hold on to it, but then he throws it away. Sprinting down the floor is Shackelford. The floater, not there. Rebound. Knights once again working the offensive glass, Rob.
Three offensive rebounds for South Dearborn in the last two possessions.
They get inside the defense once again, but this time Bulldogs able to collapse and get this one away. Hartley up ahead, sends it across the floor for Gronk. Gronk misses the bunny, but gets the rebound. Throws it back out. Cade Kaiser, straightaway three, off the back iron, and they can't buy a bucket right now.
No, South Dearborn's man-to-man defense is causing Batesville some problems here. Coach Garrett's going to have to get his guys to settle down and work their offense through a little bit more and be patient.
Three ball coming from the far wing. Nothing there. Grunt easily able to secure that rebound. Sends it up to Sammy Johnson. Grunt gets it back in between the circles. They go to Gus. Back to Grunt. Grunt got two men on him. Fights through the double team. Reverse layup is good.
Really nice move by Grunt. Actually put that in with his left hand from the right side. Really strong post move.
13-10. That's your score. Knights on top with 42 seconds left here in the first. Shackelford got to walk it up across the timeline. 37 seconds now. They go to Tiki, and they work it back and forth around the arc. 31 seconds now. Inside, outside, all the way around. No dribbles, just passes.
South Dearborn's content. Looks like they're going to play for one shot here, Terrence.
Got the three-point lead. They want to ensure that they take this lead into the second quarter. Now they work it a little bit faster. Now up top for Shackelford.
Down to 12 seconds, Terrence.
Shackelford eyes the clock. Goes into motion under 10 seconds, and his pocket is picked by Hartley. Hartley racing up ahead. He will not be caught from behind. Lays it up and in. 13-12. They get the deflection. No shot. And the Bulldogs draw within one after one. It's 13-12. Knights on top. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
When you're considering investments, you look for the most reputable financial advisor with the most proven track record. When it comes to the law, it's experience and dedication you're looking for. And when it comes to your trust and estate legal matters, you won't find a more dedicated and experienced attorney than Chris Tebbe at Hamilton & Tebbe Law Office. With over 20 years of experience serving clients of all sizes, Southeastern Indiana trusts Chris Tebbe at Hamilton & Tebbe Law Office to lead the way.
We will lead the way.
Chris Tebbe at Hamilton & Tebbe Law Office.
Batesville Tool and Die is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and now they are focusing on change and moving the company forward to accommodate the new workforce culture with improvements such as direct hiring, wellness initiatives, and tuition reimbursement. BTD is always looking for motivated and hardworking people to join their team. The growth opportunities within Batesville Tool and Die are endless. Focusing on winning at sports, making honor roll, and post-high school planning will be key to success. Good luck to all the area teams.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of Sectional 29 basketball brought to you by Decatur County Memorial Hospital. Kelby Owens, FaZe Financial, big shot for the Knights.
Vander Schwab.
Also, a thanks to Batesville Tool and Die, Napoleon State Bank, and Hamilton Tebbe Law Office. First quarter action went by in a hurry, Rob. It's 15-12 now to start the second. Talk to me about that turn of events to close out that first quarter.
Yeah, Hartley getting that steal really changed the momentum at the end of the quarter for Batesville.
Speaking of Hartley, he lets one fly from the corner. Nothing doing. Rebound down to Grunt. His shot no good, but it's Kaiser that goes back up, and he's fouled. And once again, Kaiser drawing fouls on these South Dearborn Knight defenders. Actually has been maybe the best part of the Bulldogs' offense so far.
He did a nice job getting himself in position for that offensive rebound. He drew the foul that time on Mason Lane, the 5'10 freshman who's checked in for South Dearborn. First free throw by Kaiser is no good. He's a 73% free throw shooter on the season, Terrence.
That was his first miss of the night. Missed them both. But the Bulldogs get the rebound, and Maple, his three, nowhere to be found. Rebound down to Grunt. Sends it back to Maple as he relocates. Missed them both.
Now, Batesville got several good looks right there. Just couldn't get one to go down.
So, Coach Garrett goes to his freshman. Coach Cosgrove says, I'll see you and raise you a couple of freshmen. He brings a couple in.
Scout Gray with the ball there was just fouled on a common foul. It's going to go against number three, Trent Lewis, for the Bulldogs. That'll be his first. That'll be Batesville's first of the quarter. Actually, their first of the game, Terrence.
Yeah.
South Dearborn will keep an inbound on the far side.
Kaiser's going to get a breather here. And so the Knights now will bring this one back up the floor. They inbounded back on their side of the floor. Tiki Brody now looking for Scout. Scout inside that zone. He kicks it out to the near wing. Three ball halfway down and out. Maple with the rebound. And a good-looking shot from Xander Schwab, but it just wouldn't fall.
Yeah, Schwab made one in the first possession of the quarter. It was just a two. Looked good on that one, but it wouldn't go down.
Meanwhile, Bulldogs back on offense. Hartley, he has it up top, goes to Maple on the near wing. Maple high above the head, looking, searching. One dribble, picks it up, goes back to Hartley. Hartley between the circle, gets on his horse, goes down the lane. Parsley kicks it to the corner. T. Lou drains the corner three to tie it up at 15.
T. Lou's 19th three-pointer of the season, first basket tonight, ties the ball game up.
Now the Knights find Scout. Scout sends a sharp pass down on the baseline, and Maple gets in there and ties them up. Took them a little bit of time to call that as a jump ball, but they do. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. We'll count that as a turnover.
Mark's turnover is exactly right. Connor Huff had the ball down on that left block off the nice pass from the high post, but a good job by Batesville defensively to tie him up.
Gronk has to come out and get a quick breather. That puts Kaiser back in. Hartley lures Maple and Johnson for the Dogs right now. Maple works it all the way around the arc. Hartley going to go from his left to his right. Lewis comes out to meet him. They go back to Kaiser. Kaiser trying to get down the lane. Spins, has to give it up, goes back to Johnson. And now T. Lou.
It's a matchup I think Batesville can take advantage of. Scout Gray matching up on Kaiser right now. Kaiser could get into the paint. Scout would have a difficult time with his size.
No doubt. Meanwhile, it's Sam Johnson on the far wing. He's going to come back to Kaiser. Kaiser, Scout on him, kicks it out to Maple. Maple, dribble drive inside, gets pushed back out beyond the arc now. Johnson has it, finds Maple on the baseline. Maple, defense collapsed on him, and a foul is going to be called.
It's going to go against Brody Tiki. His first, it'll be the team's second here in the quarter. So it'll be a common foul. South Denver's defense is really good tonight, Terrence. They're putting aggressive pressure on the ball, and then they're switching about every screen or exchange.
Yep.
You see them switching, trying to make it hard on Batesville. Coach Garrett can take advantage of that and use some slips out of those screens, get some guys on back cuts.
Bulldogs get the ball in, quickly hand it off to Kaiser. He had a flat tire, goes down, but able to maintain the dribble and quickly pass it off. Hartley, step back three. Off the glass. Not sure if he called it, but it'll count anyway for the freshman.
What a huge shot as a freshman playing in the section. That's 5 points for Hartley.
He gives the Bulldogs a lead, 18-15.
I believe it's their first lead of the night, Terrence, and there they force a turnover.
Yeah, this one goes back into the backcourt. Was not tipped or touched by the Bulldogs. So another turnover. Let's call that back-to-back turnovers on the night. And the Bulldogs now with the ball and the three-point lead look to take advantage.
Aaron Garrett adjusted a few things in that zone at the quarter break, and they've put a little more pressure on South Dearborn, forced two turnovers.
So Sam Johnson's going to pull the trigger to get this one in. Looks up for Gronk, and Gronk had his pocket picked. And an easy layup and run out for Shackelford. Swiper, no swiping.
Hudson Shackelford did a really nice job timing up that pass.
And Gronk loses his balance. He tried to avoid the ball as he was sliding out of bounds, but then at the last minute decided to pick it up out of bounds.
Yeah, Gronk cut the ball about 15 feet away, tried to drive toward the basket, lost his footing, rolled out of bounds. Ball hit him when he was out of bounds, and we talked about two straight turnovers for the Knights. Now it's two straight turnovers for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that end of the court must be slick. That's two back-to-back flat tires there. Meanwhile, Shackelford finds Gray. Gray looks down on the baseline. They send it back up top now. Shackelford trying to anchor things.
South Denver's running a 1-3-1 against this 2-3. They've had a lot of success getting the ball to the high post, and when they do, that's opening things up in the zone. There's Tiki for three.
Not there. Off the front of the rim, into the hands of Sam Johnson, who gets it up to Prickle. Prickle brings it up the floor. They find Kaiser on the far wing. Gronk now back in action. Prickle for three. Got him. They don't call him Big Shot Gus for nothing, Rob. That's 21-17 now. Bulldogs trying to pull away.
First basket for Prickle. Six Bulldogs in the scoring column now.
21-17 as Shackelford shakes off the three. They kick it around the arc, and now Shackelford comes back out to get it with Prickle on him. Excuse me, that's Hartley, rather. And now Hartley moves over to the freshman, Gray. Inside to Conkle. Conkle spinning around looking. Nice cut there by Shackelford, but Kaiser comes over, puts a dark cloud on that parade. Now they hand off to Gray, the floater. Not there. Sam Johnson with another rebound.
Tough for Scout to get that one off and get it over the trees inside for Batesville.
No doubt as Prickle goes from his left to his right into Hartley. Should have been a foul, I felt like. All over Hartley. The crowd wants a foul, won't get it. Hartley, not deterred, goes to the rack, puts it on the rim, falls off. Oh, but they call a foul on Gronk.
On the rebound, Gronk will get called for the foul. That'll be his first. Only the team's second, so it's a common foul in South Dearborn. Nothing hurt there for Batesville. South Dearborn will keep possession.
So a simple yes-no question, Ron. Was Hartley fouled?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure I saw it that way, too.
Yes, there was a lot of contact on that, and Coach Aaron Garrett's having that conversation with the official. It's right in front of him.
And if they didn't get it on the first one, okay, but you had a second chance, and still they did. They chose not to call the foul, so we play on. 21-17 with 2:23 left here in the first half. Knights with the ball. Shackelford up top. Goes inside the zone. That's where Hill has it. Hill's going to have to dribble out as T. Lou is all over him. Goes back to Shackelford, back inside the zone for Conkle. But again, they go for that, look for that cutter. Active hands, gets the steal. Nice work there by Gus Prickle. Sammy Johnson in the corner. You know he wanted to let go there. But instead gives his offense a chance to set something up here as the ball now with Kaiser. A minute 52 on the clock. Kaiser down the left side of the lane. Elevates above the defense. Banks that one in off the glass. It looks like he can do that at will all night.
7 points now for Cade Kaiser. Another strong move to the basket. Beautiful with the left hand.
23-17. Knights now looking to answer. Bulldogs enjoying their largest lead of the night. 6-point lead as Conkle goes inside the zone for Tiki. Tiki sends it back out. Conkle shook off the wide open look at three, and instead Peyton Hill now inside that zone. Kicks it back up top. Almost a steal, but Brody Tiki just too fast. Gets that ball, then distributes out to the wing, and still no fouls called there. That one looked like T. Lou could have been called, but that reverse underneath, they've got to close the back door, Rob, as I believe that was Hamlet. To get 2 points there.
Hamlet's fourth point of the night. He found a little seam down under the basket. Nice pass from the top to find him. A little reverse layup to draw the Knights within four.
Meanwhile, a good look for a three for Prickle. And once again, big shot Gus lives up to the name. Puts the Bulldogs up by seven.
Bulldogs' fourth three-pointer of the quarter. Fifth of the ball game. Second for Gus Prickle. He's got six.
And it looks like the Knights are just putting this on repeat. Sending the ball inside the zone and waiting for cutters coming off that action.
Batesville's doing a good job closing out on shooters and putting pressure on the ball.
Conkle has it out top, goes to Shackelford out on the far wing, and Shackelford's going to walk it across, eyeballs the clock. He'll probably hold and run something at 10 seconds. Here they go. 7 seconds now. Hand off to Tiki. Tiki has Prickle on and gets around. Two defenders, passes off, picked up by... Picked up by Gronk. Gronk launches a three-quarter court shot. It's not even close to going in. And then the halftime buzzer will sound. And at the halftime break, Bulldogs 26, the Knights 19. We're going to step away briefly, catch our breaths. There's been a lot of action here in this first half. We'll come back, recap all that first half action, and get you ready to go for half number two. You're listening to Sectional 29 here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
You know, there's something to be said about longevity. It's a real good thing. It's also a good thing knowing that your auto dealer still be in business long after you've bought the vehicle. Just like Scripture Auto on Lincoln in Greensburg. They've been around a long time. We're talking over 30 years. And they're not planning on going anywhere anytime soon. Finally, an auto dealer you can hang your hat on.
The biggest thing about Scripture Auto is that they're small.
That works out real good for a simple guy like me.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. try SeedSense, and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And welcome to our Halftime Show here from the Pirate Ship in Greensburg, site of Sectional 29. It's been quite a day of basketball. Of course, we've been able to bring you two games tonight. We started things off down at Edinburgh, and it was the Jacksonville Eagles. They were victorious as they defeated the Waldron Mohawks 55-44. The first game here was a defensive struggle, to say the least. Connersville outlasted Franklin County in overtime. They defeat them 30-25 there, come from behind victory. They didn't get their first lead, I think, until overtime, Rob.
I think you're right, Terrence.
But they were able to hang on there once they got there, and they'll be facing the winner of tonight's game here between Batesville and South Dearborn. Currently, Bulldogs with the lead, 26-19. Now, on the other side of this Sectional 29 bracket, it was the Greensburg Pirates. They were victorious in Game 1 on Tuesday night. They defeated Rushville 43-27. And for their efforts, they'll take on the Lawrenceburg Tigers on Friday night at 6 o'clock. They'll be in the first game on Friday. The second game, again, will be Connersville and the winner of this game. When this game started out, we talked a little bit before the game. You talked about that 2-3 zone. I tried to convince you they were going to go man and chase them off the line, and we were both right. They did stay with the 2-3 instead of going man, but they were able to chase them off the line a little bit. Yeah,
you're exactly right, Terrence, and I was going to say that. I said I was going to say I don't think we were. I don't think you were wrong. Batesville is playing that 2-3 almost like a matchup.
Uh-huh.
They are coming out and putting pressure on the ball. They're bringing the guards way out above the volleyball line toward half court.
Mm-hmm.
And then South Dearborn has found the opening, and the weak part of that zone is at the high post.
Yeah.
South Dearborn has been able to get it there, but Batesville reacts so quickly and they're so long inside that even when South Dearborn gets it there, Batesville's able to recover, whether they kick it out or try to go inside. Batesville's altered some shots. They've blocked some shots. They forced some turnovers. I thought their defense was much better in the second quarter than it was in the first quarter. The first quarter, they were trying to pick up full court and drop back to that zone in the half court. The second quarter, they just brought it out 2-3 kind of in the half court, and I thought they focused a little more and did a good job. But the big key to the game, in my opinion,
yes, is
the shooting of the Batesville Bulldogs. They've got 5 3-pointers in the game
yep, from
4 different players.
Wow.
And that's really allowed them to expand their offense. And South Dearborn is defending well. They are putting a lot of pressure on the ball. But Batesville has been passing the ball cross court. They've been going inside out and getting some good looks. And the big key is, Terrence, they're knocking down shots, and that's what you have to do in tournament play.
Yeah, you talk about how they improved defensively in that second quarter, and I think we can kind of match that up with about the time that Braden Maple came into this ballgame, those long arms, and really helped shut some things down. They created some turnovers as they jumped into some passing lanes and things of that nature. But also, you know, they were able to keep their scoring going. That first quarter, it was the Knights with the edge, 13-12. But the second quarter was a 14-6 quarter for the Bulldogs. You mentioned it. The shots were going in from all over the floor. And to the Bulldog defense's credit, the only three-pointer they made was a walk-up three from almost the logo that, you know, they just hadn't picked them up just yet.
Well, what impresses me, Terrence, is South Dearborn had the first possession in the second quarter. Schwab hit an 18-foot jump shot. They only scored four more points after that in the half. So the next 7.5 minutes, the Bulldogs really locked down defensively and frustrated South Dearborn. And Coach Garrett has to be happy about that. Terrence, we can run down real quickly the scoring. And what's interesting, both these teams have put six players in the scoring column tonight. So very, very spread scoring on both sides. First of all, for Batesville, they're being led by Cade Kaiser with seven, followed by Gus Prickle with six. Two three-pointers there in the second quarter for Gus. The freshman, Carson Hartley, playing big minutes, got 5 points. Three for Trent Lewis and for Sam Johnson, and then two for Jack Grunkemeyer. That's 26 for the Bulldogs. For South Dearborn, Peyton Hill, the senior, leads them with five. They get four from Hudson Shackelford and Mason Hamlet, and then two from Xander Schwab, Connor Huff, and Adam Kunkel. That makes 19 for South Dearborn.
Yeah, this second half is obviously going to go a long way into deciding this ball game. Seemed like that first quarter, as you get with some of those heavyweight fights, is a feeling out period of time where both teams are kind of trying to figure out what you're doing and what I can do to respond. And in that second quarter, it looked like Batesville says, okay, now we can execute. And they were able to do that. So now it's time for South Dearborn to react. Now they're going to make adjustments to the adjustments that were just made, and it'll be interesting to see what they come up with to start the third.
I think Aaron Garrett and the Bulldogs will try to be very patient offensively here in the second half. They've got the seven-point lead. Their defense is locked down in that second quarter. If they can continue to defend the way they are and then be patient offensively, not hold the ball, don't get me wrong, they still are looking to score, but I think they're going to try to make that South Dearborn defense work. South Dearborn's expending a lot of energy on the defensive end of the floor, and Batesville's able to spread them out and then create opportunities for Kaiser to get downhill and get the ball to the rim. I think the Bulldogs could salt this one away.
Let's go ahead and step away one quick time. We'll take a 60-second timeout, come back with second half action right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
Insurance with a local agent? It's called service. Call State Farm agent Dana Whitkemper in Greensburg today.
Everything is getting smarter. Good thing your Decatur County REMC has the knowledge and expertise to help you make smarter, work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and Decatur County REMC can show you how. Take the next step to go electric, then put the power of Decatur County REMC to work for you. Decatur County REMC, your source for power and information.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by our fine sponsors that make this happen: Scripture Auto, Decatur County REMC, Black Hawk Precision Ag, Porter Oliger Pearson Funeral Home, and Hurt and Elko. Nice. We'll start things off here in this second half with the ball. We switch sides, and now the Knights, from our vantage point, will be going from our right to left. They work the ball around the arc, and it looks like some renewed defensive energy for the Bulldogs. The floater, though, working for Shackelford as he steps to about the free throw line and releases to get the first 2 points of the second half.
And that's what South Dearborn was doing early in the game, is Shackelford penetrating the top of that zone.
Kaiser now drawing a crowd. double team came quickly there when he got that ball off on the far side of the floor. It was knocked away out of bounds, so Bulldogs will retain possession.
South Dearborn staying man-to-man. Terrence, if you notice, small screens and exchanges, they switch.
Down the right side of the lane for Kaiser. He misses, but Gronk gets the rebound, and he misses his bunny shot. Back the other way, and just too easy as Hamlet has cashed in on some pretty easy baskets tonight, but that one perhaps his easiest, 26-23. Bulldogs with the ball in the three-point lead.
Nice assist from Shackelford on that one.
Nice cut there as Gronk slips to the defender and lays it in, 28-23, Bulldogs.
Had a major mismatch there as Tiki got switched off on Grunkemeyer. Batesville recognized and got him the bunny.
And I think that might have been your point about being patient on offense, just waiting for that mismatch to happen because of all the switching, right?
Exactly.
Meanwhile, the Knights now start in the high post, kick it back up top for a straightaway three. Shackelford won't get it to go. Rebound and a two-on-two break. Kaiser, though, going to take it himself. Leans in for the foul.
Yeah, they tried. South Dearborn tried to set up for the charge, but was unable to get themselves set. It was Hudson Shackelford who got down and tried to set up. And a good job by Kaiser to keep his balance, go up with the left hand. Even though he didn't make the basket, he drew the foul. He's going to the free throw line. This will be his seventh and eighth free. Well, that's not right. Sixth and seventh free throws of the night.
First one is pure. And, Coach, you would have probably pulled me out of the game because I would have made a business decision. If I saw Cade Kaiser coming down the lane like a Mack truck, I'd probably make the business decision to go ahead and let him shoot.
Yeah, you make a good point. Good for Shackelford. He showed some guts standing in there and absorbing that contact. Unfortunately for the young man, he was called for the foul as well. Two good ones for Kaiser.
That makes it 30-23, 7-point lead, just like that for the Dogs. Crucial moments here for the Knights. They've got to stay in contact with the Bulldogs. They survey the defense. The ball's out top. Now Shackelford looks like he wants to do something here.
Yeah, South Dearborn, you do not want to get down double digits to this Batesville team here in the third quarter.
They go to the high post, and that backdoor pass, this time it was Sammy Johnson who was fronting Mason Hamlet, and that one goes out of bounds.
Yeah, unfortunately for South Dearborn that time, Kunkel threw the ball before looking.
Yes.
He was assuming his partner was going to be there, and he hadn't made the cut yet.
Meanwhile, Prickle brings it up the floor. They run motion up top. Kaiser down the right side of the lane. Goes in strong, gets the two-point basket and the foul, and Conkle has his palms to the ceiling saying, what am I supposed to do with this guy?
Yeah, Mason Hamlet is going to pick up that foul. You were correct, because Kaiser got around Conkle, and South Dearborn's bringing wholesale substitutions in here. They're bringing three substitutes into the ballgame. Scott Gray, Mason Lane, and Xander Schwab will all check in. That's the second foul against Mason Hamlet. Kaiser got the two, and he'll look for the three-point play. Kaiser's already in double figures.
And it's a double-figure lead as well. And a timeout is called as the Bulldogs push their lead to 10, 33-23. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come right back. Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you by Dana Whitkemper, State Farm Insurance, Ison's Family Pizza, Best Metal Finishing and Ohio Rod Products, H&R Block, Fleetwood Chevrolet, and Bruns Gutzwiller. 5:30 left in the third. Bulldogs enjoying their largest lead of the night. And, Rob, I feel like you were somewhat responsible for it because you just said the Knights can't afford to go down double digits. And Cade Kaiser with the and-one opportunity was good on the free throw, and that gave the Bulldogs that 10-point lead.
Yeah, they took advantage of the turnover that they forced against South Dearborn and then came down and Kaiser just going to the rim strong. And here's South Dearborn freshman Scout Gray lighting up a three to cut it back to seven. Scout's first basket.
They get that coming out of that high post, what they've been doing all night long. And now Grunt gets downhill and able to get his two-point basket to go. He gets in that deep. He's a handle.
Six now for Grunt. Nice pass from Kaiser.
35-26, Bulldogs with the lead. Knights looking to make a difference here. Shackelford.
Batesville's gone man-to-man here, Terrence.
Didn't think it would take this long as another block from Kaiser. He's good for about 2.5 a game, and he throws it away. Does Gronkmeyer trying to take advantage of the Bulldogs before they get their defense set, but can't do so. So now they look to Scout Gray to reset the offense. Cross-court pass to the near wing. Back up top. That straightaway three has been open for him pretty much all night.
Batesville goes back to the 2-3 zone this possession.
Scout going to send it off to the far wing. Tiki steps in. Tiki's been quiet in this game. He's got it on the elbow. Pulls it back out. Defense comes up to get him. And Gray now back up near the logo. A rocket pass down to the baseline. Kaiser, goodness, was going to look like he was going to be able to save it. Grunt went out of bounds to get it, and Kaiser went to meet him, but he was out of bounds as well.
Yeah, they both ended up going for the ball and both ended up out of bounds, and that keeps it with South Dearborn. 3:55 to play in the quarter.
So the Knights able to retain possession. Gray sends it up top for Shackelford between the circles. Surveys the defense, and Gray's going to relocate to the near wing. He gets it there, goes back to Shackelford, thought about the three, won't take it. And a mid-range jumper there, not there, tapped out to Hartley. Hartley's going to walk it up the floor. Kaiser finds Hartley on the baseline, saves it, back to Johnson, back to Kaiser, and he's able to get it to go. Kaiser's finishing moves in this game have been somewhat impressive. His ability to finish at the rim. It's an 11-point lead and a Batesville timeout. We will take one as well. 30 seconds. We'll be right back with you on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars. We help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars. We help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's presentation of Sectional 29 Boys Basketball brought to you by Pulse Kemp Flooring and Plus, Craig Kelly and Faultless, Osgood Utilities, Lothry Valley Ag, Gillian Howe Funeral Home, and Decatur County Recycling. After the timeout, Cade Kaiser, using that athleticism, went up for what he thought was going to be a block shot attempt, but instead the hesitation from Shackelford sends Kaiser tumbling to the floor. He fell pretty hard there.
Yeah, glad Kaiser is all right. He's stretching that back out a little bit, but hopped right up.
They inbound underneath their own basket, do the Knights, and right at the volleyball line with Shackelford, won't take a shot, gets it to Tiki. Tiki in the teeth of the defense, and that one's knocked away. This time, Gronk and Kaiser take care of the ball. They get it back up on the offensive end. Maple back in the game for the Bulldogs now. Prickle with him as well. Up and over to Gronk, but in too deep, kicks it out to the corner. Maple going to shake off that three, go back to Kaiser on the baseline, and his pocket's picked out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights.
Yeah, Scott Gray did a good job getting in there, knocking the ball away from Kaiser, but it went out of bounds. Keep it with Batesville under their own basket.
Looks like one of the adjustments that South Dearborn wanted to make was go with more size on the floor. We've seen a lot from Xander Schwab at 6'5".
He's going to check out right now. Terrence Connor Huff, the 6'3 junior, comes in. Again, a lot of depth coming off that South Dearborn bench.
Bulldogs get it inbound. Kaiser on the wing. Mishandles that one. Scrum on the floor. Tiki comes away with it.
Yeah, good defense by Tiki that time. Knocked it away from Kaiser, then dove on the floor to get possession.
They go from side to side. Gray zings one down on the baseline. The recipient, Connor Huff, who lays it in for two. And now the Knights with full court pressure.
4 points for Connor Huff. Beautiful pass by Scout Gray.
Bulldogs break that pressure, and Maple with the chase down block gets blocked from behind, but fouled as well. Say they get him in the back.
Scout Gray's first foul. Good call there, and that's going to send Maple to the free throw line to shoot two. Braden, yet to score in this ball game, struggled from the free throw line this year, Terrence. Only a 23% free throw shooter.
He misses the front end there. He's got another shot coming. You know, Rob, when the Bulldogs went up by 10, I believe heavily in that commentator's curse. I didn't want to say anything then, but I'll tell you now, in the games that I've seen in the regular season, oftentimes it seems like when the Bulldogs hit that 10-point lead, the offense goes to sleep a little bit, and they allow teams back in the ball game.
Well, that second free throw was good, and they're back up 10, Terrence.
Let's see if they can maintain. Gray has it up between the circle. Lou on him. Tries to get inside. Maintains, and a nice dish with the left hand there. They work it around. Ball still live. Scramble on the defense here, and they walk sick off that three-pointer. Down the right side of the lane. The extra pass is there. And Mason Lane, a freshman, gets the two-point basket there.
Yeah, it was a nice pass that time as well. That came from Connor Huff for the assist. Cuts it back to eight.
Hartley gets by his man, sends it to the corner to Maple. Maple brings it back to Hartley. Hartley's in a little bit of trouble. They're going to have to help him out, but they can't get to him in time, and it's a takeaway. Tiki gets it away from Hartley. Hartley tries to Euro step his way in. The basket won't go, but the aggressive move to the rim will send him to the free throw line.
Brody Tiki averages 14 points a game. He's going to go to the free throw line here in the attempt to get his first point of the game. The foul goes against Grunkmeyer. That's his second.
Yeah, that was definitely a surprise to hear that Tiki has not made the box score until now with that first free throw.
That's credit to Batesville's defense. They've done a really nice job of knowing where Tiki is and running him off of that three-point line when he catches the ball.
And on the other end, I'm impressed with Tiki's ability to do other things to stay in, connected to this ball game and help his team try and win this ball game.
He's forced turnovers on two consecutive possessions, Terrence. He made them both.
So it's 38-32. Kaiser's got to get this ball in. Finds Prickle. More pressure up to Lures across the timeline. Lures full head of steam. The corner. Sam Johnson halfway down and out. Oh, my goodness. And now the Knights are off and running. Crossover and coast to coast goes Hudson Shackelford. The lead now down to four.
8 points for Shackelford in the contest to lead South Dearborn.
Kaiser going to bring it up. Prickle from the corner. Not there. And one and done again. This time Scott Gray with the rebound. He goes down the left side. Kicks it back out. Shackelford splits two defenders. Shot no good. Kaiser was there. Maybe got a little piece of that one.
Yeah, I'd be surprised now if Batesville doesn't slow this down a little bit. They've had quick shots on the last two possessions.
And I saw a 10-point lead evaporate down to a four. Another three. This from the opposite corner. And again, one and done, Coach. What do you say?
They're shooting the ball too quickly right now. Just 20 seconds left in the quarter. Knights a chance to cut this to two or one.
And the Knights look like they will hold for a final shot. There is 13 seconds on the clock now. 10. Ball in the hand of Tiki Brody. Swings it back to Scout. Scout with 5 seconds. Prickle. They get it off to Shackelford.
Oh, wow.
And a nice extra pass goes inside for Mason Lane. But Mason Lane's layup just trickles off the rim. It remains 38-34 with one. Count them. One quarter left to go. We'll be back after this on Country 103.9, WRBI, and the WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Lawfree Valley Ag, serving southeastern Indiana from locations in Osgood, Versailles, and Dillsboro, has an oil sale going on now through the end of March. They're already your go-to for top-tier country mark fuel. Make them your go-to for oil, LP propane, and farm petroleum. Checked out their retail store lately? Need something for the farm, garden, or do-it-yourself project? They've got it at the Osgood store. Lawfree Valley Ag. You already go there for country mark fuel. Stop in for everything else you need to.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Stone's Farm Service, and SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC. Bulldogs open the fourth quarter with the ball. Lures going to shoot a three as well. And, Rob, they were hot from three early, but now they've missed a consecutive four shots from distance.
Indeed. It's South Dearborn tries to get the ball inside to Shackelford. It goes out of bounds. They'll say off of Batesville, keep it with the Knights. But you're right, Terrence. Batesville has gone cold from beyond the arc.
On the inbounds pass, they deflect through the Bulldogs. And off and running goes Lures, but he has it knocked away at the last second by an aggressive move from Tiki Brody.
That inbound where South Dearborn turned it over is a credit to Batesville scouting. Aaron Garrett was yelling Shackelford. He knew where the ball was going. Batesville was able to get the steal. Then coming down, Tiki did a nice job keeping the Bulldogs from scoring in transition. Batesville now inbounds under their own basket.
Kaiser mishandles the ball again. Brody all over Kaiser there, and then the bigger body of Connor Huff spells trouble for T. Lewis.
Yeah, and South Dearborn, as they knock the ball out of bounds, keep with Batesville. South Dearborn's defense is really aggressive down here, and they are fired up. Those kids smell that they're back in this ball game.
Yes.
With a chance to get another couple of turnovers. They could be right back in it if they could they could connect on the other end. We'll see how Batesville handles this.
Yeah, they're back in this ball game due to shot selection and those one and dones. Looking for Gronk, but tipped away by Connor Huff. Reset, and they'll inbound it again.
And Gronk was open there if they'll just throw it over the top. He tried to throw a line drive pass. That needed to be a lob from Sam Johnson.
Johnson again pulling the trigger. And it looks like Tiki has decided he was going to try to shut Kaiser down. He's gotten two steals from him here in recent goings. This time Johnson puts it on the deck instead of shooting the three. The mid-range game is there. Who said the mid-range is dead?
Sam Johnson with his fifth point of the night. Nice pull-up jumper right there. Bulldogs back up by six.
40-34. Gray gets it inside the zone. They kick it out on the wing. A good look from three, and he drains it. Adam Conkle makes it a three-point ball game.
Just Adam Conkle's fourth three-pointer of the season.
Oh, my.
Cuts the lead in half.
Johnson has it on the wing, goes to the high post for Gronk. Johnson gets it back. Thought about the three, doesn't do it. Little pick and pop there with Sammy and Jack. And Jack's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Scott Gray's second free throw, first of the quarter. I like what Batesville did there. They took advantage of the switching defense. Gronk set the ball screen, then he rolled to the basket. They switched. Gronk had position. He was able to catch the ball. Now he's going to the line to shoot two.
First free throw pure from Gronk. It makes it 41-37 with 6:24.
A 74% free throw shooter on the year is Jack Gronkemeyer. He's got 7 points tonight. Make it eight. Nope, he missed it.
Off the front rim. Shackelford there to rein it in and put the Knights back on offense. Brody with the ball in hand crosses the timeline. Goes to his right trying to get around Lures, and he's fouled.
T. Lures will get called for that foul. A little bit of contact out top that we talked about in the first half that necessarily wasn't called.
Yes, yes.
Got the call there. It's the second foul on Trent Lures, only the first on the Bulldogs here in the quarter.
Conkle inbounds to Scout Gray, and Gray going to leave it for Shackelford as he gets inside the zone. Thought about the straightaway three, looks it off, gets it back to Shackelford. Now on the wing. Scout inside, goes down to the baseline. Defense has collapsed. They kick it out. And so quick handoffs and passes, and they just stayed patient and waited for that back door to open up again for Connor Huff. He lays it in for two.
Beautiful pass from Scout Gray. A little diagonal pass to find Huff wide open on the block. Cuts it to a two-point game. Six for Huff.
41-39. Prickle. Trying to send one through the defense for T. Lures. Lures in trouble. Nobody going to help him out. They knock it out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights.
Really aggressive trap down there from Scout Gray and Connor Huff. Knock that ball out of bounds. Keep it with the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs got to be alert for that. Every time Lures touches the ball, that trap is coming. They've got to be there to help him out. Johnson from the near wing all the way around, and a hard foul there as Gronk was in the air about to put that ball back in, and they took his legs out from under him.
Yeah, Scout Gray will get called for the foul. Nothing malicious there. Scout was trying to go in and boxing out as Gronk jumped up high, and Scout just got in underneath him. Gronk came down hard on his back, but he appears to be okay. Third foul on Scout.
Prickle from the corner. In and out. These threes just won't find a way down. It's a two-point ball game. 41-39. Knights looking to tie or take a one-point lead with 5:05 left to go here.
Yeah, Batesville built that first half lead off the strength of their three-point shooting. They've let South Dearborn back in the game off the weakness of their three-point shooting, and we're tied.
And once again, Shackelford with the mid-range is good. And yes, if you can hear the crowd behind us, they're cheering because once again, this game is tied with 4:43 left. Kaiser trying to go strong down the lane. Passes, goes into the back of the South Dearborn Knight, but Lures races ahead to get it back. Lures now trying to get to the rack. Finds Gronk. Gronk fouled hard as Conkle was caught up in the air, and Conkle said, nope, no easy shots here. You're going to have to go to the line and earn it.
Conkle will be called for the foul. That's his second. That's the team's third here in the quarter. That's going to send Grunt to the free throw line. He's got 7 points on the night. He's 1 for 2 from the charity stripe.
Look, with three team fouls on their next offensive possession, I'd like to see Kaiser just go straight to the rack, see if he can get him to that fourth and to that fifth foul.
The South Dearborn pressure is keeping Batesville from doing just that.
Yeah.
There's nobody that can match up with Grunkemeyer and Kaiser inside, but South Dearborn's pressure on the ball has made it very difficult on Batesville to get it in there. Grunk goes 1 for 2 again from the free throw line, but the Batesville Bulldogs are on top by one.
Tiki brings it up the floor looking to take the lead.
Batesville goes man-to-man again, Terrence.
Kaiser all over Shackelford. Shackelford looking for cuts and cutters. Going to give it to Conkle on the right side of the floor. Conkle pulls it back down. Tiki up top. They run two at Tiki. He gives it up. Shackelford has it. Kaiser on Shackelford. Goes under the screen. They run two out. Now Scott Gray has a shot at a three off the mark. Gronk's going to come away with it, sends it up ahead for Lures, who lays it in. Nice defense to quick offense. As a coach, I know that's what you like to see.
Absolutely, and a good job by Gronk to have his head up and find Trent Lures going streaking down the floor. Lures lays it in for his fifth point. Bulldogs back up by three. This man-to-man defense caused South Dearborn trouble last possession.
Gray with another turnover, again, to your point. Because of the man-to-man. They go up ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser for the dunk. No good. Scrum for the ball. Scott Gray comes away. Sends it up ahead to Brody Tiki, who lays it in.
Nice job by Scout to hold on to the basketball through contact and get it ahead to Tiki.
And Coach Garrett can't believe a foul wasn't called on that previous possession. It remains a one-point game under 3 minutes. Bulldogs with the one-point lead and the ball. Prickle takes it from Lures. They work it from the right side of the floor to the left. Kaiser back to Gronk. Gronk now up top, back to Kaiser. Kaiser shakes and bakes, goes down to the lane. The jumper off the back iron.
Excellent job by Kunkel to get over and stop that penetration. Make sure Kaiser had to take the jumper, and now South Dearborn wants a 30.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. 44-43 Bulldogs back in a second. Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
A friend of the family, someone you can always count on, who's always there when you need them, who cares enough to take the time and make sure you're okay. They're there to talk, laugh, and even cry with you. Someone that knows exactly what you need in the moment of deepest sorrow. For families making funeral arrangements in Greensburg, there's only one thing you need to know. You've got a friend at Porter Oliger Pearson. For more information, visit them online at popfuneralhome.com.
Porter Oliger Pearson Funeral Home.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Kelby Owens, Faze Financial, Batesville Tool and Die, Napoleon State Bank, and Hamilton, Tebby Law Office. 2:30, hanging on to a one-point lead. They lead the Knights 44-43.
Batesville matches man-to-man here.
Scott Gray goes off to the right, throws it back up top for Brody. Lures all on him. Lures tries to get into Tiki, trying to create the foul. And what's that call, Coach?
5-second violation. So Brody Tiki was closely guarded for 5 seconds. Aaron Garrett was hollering it over here from the side. The official made the right call. It's a turnover. Give it back to the Bulldogs.
Big ups to T. Lou being able to stand in there tall with no doubt their best ball handler and perhaps their fastest player. And he showed no fear on that defensive possession.
I'd like to see Batesville be very patient here and try to get something inside, get a Kaiser drive, or get Grunk on the block.
Off the foot of Kaiser, but fortunately right into the hands of Gus Prickle. Now Kaiser has Conkle on him. Kaiser trying to get around, and this time they call these fouls, and you could tell Aaron Garrett is beside himself with what's taken him so long to call that.
That'll be the third foul on Conkle. More importantly, the fourth foul against South Dearborn in the quarter. From this point on, Batesville will shoot two on every foul.
That's a minute 42 on the clock. Bulldogs have the ball, side out. They have a one-point lead. Prickle has it up top, finds T. Lou. They swing it to Kaiser. Kaiser tries to get inside. Had three defenders to close him out that time. They bring it back out to the near wing. And now Kaiser again. Kaiser sends it up over the top for Gronk. And it almost looked like a shot. And we got a timeout called. We'll take a quick 30-second here. The Bulldogs, with the bucket, take a three-point lead, 46-43 with a minute 34 to go on Country 103.9, WRBI and the WRBI app.
If you've been injured in an accident but don't have the help of an experienced personal injury attorney, you're at a disadvantage. The lawyers at Craig, Kelly, and Faultless are dedicated to helping accident victims. The insurance adjuster handling your accident claim is a trained professional. So aren't you entitled to have the help of a pro as well? Visit ckflaw.com to learn more. Craig, Kelly, and Faultless. Fearless, passionate, experienced personal injury attorneys.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by Scripture Auto, Decatur County REMC, Blackhawk Precision Ag, Porter Oliger Pearson Funeral Home, and Hurt and Elko. Terrence Arney alongside Rob Moorhead. And we've got a minute 34 left to go in this ball game. Bulldogs have the three-point lead, and you wanted to see a measure of patience from that Bulldog offense, and I think they showed you that on the last.
They did. They did, Terrence. Kaiser getting it inside to Grunk, even though Grunk was triple-teamed. Batesville, South Dearborn can't stop him in there.
Let's see what the Knights have drawn up here for the final minute and a half to go. On the far wing is Shackelford's going to bring the ball, and Cade Kaiser with him back between the circles. Goes off to his left, gets it to Conkle. Conkle tried to make a baseline drive. Wow.
Yeah, and Grunk, what a great kid.
Yes.
As people on Batesville start to say, that went off South Dearborn, Grunk says, it was off me. That's the right call, and South Dearborn will keep it under their own basket.
Who does that, right?
Good kid.
No doubt. Tiki has it up between the circles. This time it's Prickle that'll provide the defense. Hand it off now to Scout Gray. Gray trying to get around. Sends it on the baseline, and Grunk gets up high. And he goes over the top of Johnson, the hoop and the harm. And going to the line is Connor Huff, the 6'3 junior, with an opportunity to tie this game with under a minute to go, Rob.
Connor Huff showed such great patience there.
Oh,
he caught the beautiful pass on the block, pump faked, waited for the defender to clear, went up strong, then got fouled, made the basket, missed the free throw. As Grunk picked up his third, Batesville a one-point lead, 50 seconds left.
They bring it up the floor. They go right at Sam Johnson. Listen, if you're going to foul South Dearborn, that's not the guy. Sam Johnson leads this team in free throw shooting above 80%.
Yeah, that was not a good foul for South Dearborn. Adam Kunkel just picked up his fourth. And as you said, Terrence, you foul Sam Johnson. He's 40 feet from the basket. You foul him and send him to the free throw line. He's an 83% free throw shooter.
First one is pure.
That, 6 points for Sam.
And that's 47-45. Looking to give his squad a 3-point lead with 48 ticks. Rattles out. He splits the pair. It's a 2-point game. Tiki Brody. Going to walk this up the floor. Let's see if they go 2-for-1. Had it out on the wing in the hands of Huff. Huff swings it around. Tiki, a straightaway three. Rattles out off the rim. And Tiki hasn't had a good look at a three, Rob, all night long. They ran some good action to get him a look. He had an uncontested look straightaway. And it just won't fall.
Yeah, it's the best look he's had all night. It rimmed out. More importantly for Batesville, Sam Johnson got the rebound and got fouled by Scout Gray. That sends Sam Johnson to the free throw line to shoot two more.
Rattles in the first. Bulldogs now with a 3-point lead. They'll call a timeout to try to ice him on this last. We'll keep it here.
Chance to make it a 2-possession game. If Sam Johnson can make this second free throw, he's got 7 points on the night. Getting this second one, making it a 2-possession game would be huge.
You know, the Bulldogs have done what they've had to do, okay, offensively and defensively. What has been surprising, you just gave Johnson's point total at 6.
7 now.
7 points for the game. If you said to me at the beginning of this day, at the beginning of this game, hey, it's going to be 25 seconds left, and Sam Johnson's only going to have 7 points, I would have said to you, man, it must have been a bad night for the Bulldogs. But they've been able to get scoring from other places when they needed it to maintain this lead and to keep control of this game going down the stretch.
Yeah, and South Dearborn, you know, has just not made good decisions here the last 2 possessions, committing fouls on Sam Johnson, an 83% free throw shooter, 85% free throw shooter. When your defense has been forcing turnovers in the half court, why let Batesville go to the free throw line with the clock stopped? And again, that last one was on a rebound, and Scout Gray was just being aggressive trying to fight for the ball. I don't really blame him on that one. The possession before is when it was more of a problem.
So after the timeout, Johnson stands in, trying to give his team a 4-point lead with 25 seconds left. He does that.
Huge.
Final 25 seconds. Brody Tiki going to bring it up the floor. They're going to be looking for threes again.
Shot
though, goes inside. They kick it across the floor. Scout Gray for three. No. Rebound. T lures, and he's fouled. With 13 seconds left, Bulldogs lead by 4, and Lures goes to the line.
That foul will go against Adam Kunkel, and the senior is just fouled out of the ball game on that one. That's going to send Lures, a 65% free throw shooter, to the stripe. With 13 seconds left, Terrence, and a 2-possession game, this one is just about in the books for the Bulldogs.
Want to take this opportunity to thank our wonderful sponsors, Pools Camps Flooring Plus, Craig Kelly, and Faultless. Osgood Utilities, Lothric Valley Ag, Gillow and Howe Funeral Home, and Decatur County Recycling. Lure stands in. His first free throw will rim out, so the score will remain the same, a four-point lead for the Bulldogs. He needs this one, Rob.
It would sure help the cause. Missed it.
Missed them both. And
look at Kaiser.
Kaiser fighting for the rebound. I thought he stepped out of bounds.
Brody Tiki took it away from Kaiser, and then Brody is fouled as he brings it up. But here's the situation, Terrence.
That's a good foul.
Only 8 seconds left. That's only the second team foul on Batesville. They can foul two more times here and keep South Dearborn from getting any kind of shot.
Yeah, that was a real good foul there. They do get it in to Tiki. Gives him a full head of steam. A running look at a three. In and out. And they're going to let time expire. And the Bulldogs will do what you're supposed to do at this time of year. They will survive. They will advance. They defeat the South Dearborn Knights, avenging that loss early in February. 49-45, your final. Send it back to the station momentarily. We'll come back to recap all the action and tie a bow on this one. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI and the WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Dial 811 before you dig. If you're having gas, water, sewer, or construction work completed on your property, make the call. Osgood Utilities salutes the Jack Sindel boys basketball team on another season of hard work and dedication. Organized sports teaches lessons in teamwork and perseverance that will stay with these young men the rest of their lives. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and always dial 811 before you dig.
Attention Decatur County residents. Saturday, March 16th, Decatur County Electronics Recycling and Paper Shredding takes place at the Decatur County Fairgrounds. Again, this is for Decatur County residents only. Bring computers, monitors, stereos, TVs, hard drives, VCRs, printers, scanners, cell phones, fax machines, DVD players, copiers, video game systems, and more to the Decatur County Fairgrounds. Saturday morning, March 16th, for Decatur County residents only. Paper Shredding and Electronics Recycling.
Brought to you by Decatur County Recycling District.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Well, welcome back in, Hoop fans. Terrence Arney alongside Rob Moorhead. We've got a final for you here in sectional 29 from the Pirate Ship. It's the Batesville Bulldogs that hold off a charging, South Dearborn Knights. Your final score, 49-45. And this game, it was a couple of different games, Rob, the way this thing played out and the way it was played. The first quarter belonged to the Knights as they really made light work, if you would, of the Batesville zone, being able to get where they wanted to be and get very easy looks and easy baskets. That first quarter, they led 13-12. But then in the second quarter, the defense ratcheted up a notch for Batesville, and then the three ball found its way home. Big quarter for the Bulldogs there. They go on a 14-6 run there for that second quarter, and they have the lead at the halftime break. The third quarter, and midway through that third quarter, you saw the Bulldogs further push their lead. I want to say their largest lead of the night, 12. at one point, but they only held it briefly, and that's when the Knights charged back to make it a ball game. They tied it one more time, though, Rob, but never could get over the hump, never could take the lead, and the Bulldogs outlasted them, and they get the victory 49-45. Joining us now on the halftime show is head coach Aaron Garrett.
I correct you for a second? If it's only halftime, he's not going to be out here with us, my brother.
We're
on the postgame show.
Let's make that the postgame show. I apologize. Head coach Aaron Garrett, correction, the victorious head coach Aaron Garrett. Congratulations on a round one victory.
Thanks, guys. And I just told the guys in the locker room that they have no idea what they just accomplished.
Yeah.
Okay, there'll be a lot of good teams around the state from last night tonight that don't survive the first round sectional game. I think, in my experience, I think that first round sectional game is often the most difficult, especially when you're playing a quality opponent.
Yes.
What I'm most proud of as I look over the stats is we took body blow after body blow, some tough calls, non-calls, missed some free throws uncharacteristic of us, missed some wide open threes. And I know there was that stretch we took four straight.
Yeah.
But we had our shooters shoot. Yeah. And Kate had went down on one, found Sammy wide open on the three. I want Santa to shoot that one every single time. Now, in the timeout after that, we talked about next time we need to get something at the bucket.
Yeah.
And Sam did. He got to the bucket and got a look. But to hold Brody Tiki to 4 points.
Say that.
Is a monumental effort in terms of just the coordination of all the guys. But then Sal Dearborn counters with nine guys scoring.
Right.
And they're a tough cover in terms of you've got to extend to Tiki, because we experienced that February 1st down at Sal Dearborn. Shackelford played a heck of a game. He played better tonight than I've seen him on film in terms of hitting some tough shots right in the heart of our zone. Then you have different guys step up, but then our guys also stepped up. Okay, I thought Cade played a well of a game in terms of really getting downhill. He goes scoreless in the fourth, and yet we're still able to persevere and get the win because of Sam steps up and hit free throws. A Jack steps up, gets a tough bucket on a feed from Cade. Because South Dearborn's tough with their switching. They're not very big, but they're very, very quick of foot. And they use that to their advantage, and you don't get comfortable against them.
All right.
And even and our mindset has been attack, 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 and the guys did a good job of it, but they're tough customers. So to get this win and be able to advance to Friday, huge for the Batesville Bulldogs.
You talk about the adjustments that you had made, holding Tiki to just the 4 points there. What kind of adjustments, though, were you seeing that South Dearborn was making against your defense?
I thought they did a good job of playing to how the game is being called.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just get up into us.
Yeah.
Pressure us, get up into us, be physical with us. And until the Stripes call it, it keeps working.
Yeah.
And it got us flustered a little bit. But then it's just a matter of not hitting some shots that we'll typically hit, missing some free throws, because the thing we never did do is give away the lead.
Yes.
Because if we give away the lead in this game, that dictates then what we're doing defensively. You saw us make the change late, just to mix it up to go to five, to go to man.
Yeah.
Because they were stretching us out so well. Some other guys had hit some threes and some shots. So let's change the pace. And
right.
The guys did a great job. T. Lou, he's in there, and I guarantee he's flustered. Only thing he's thinking about is missing two free throws. But that kid arguably made the play of the game, getting a 5-second count on a Brody Tiki.
Yeah.
And that's what T. Lou can do. So just very, very excited for him.
Coach, I thought, and you went right where I was going to go with my question, I thought one of the key decisions in the game, South Dearborn had come down and spread your zone out. They'd attacked it inside, getting some cross-court passes inside for buckets, and you made the change to the man-to-man, and it made them have to stop and think and recalibrate. You forced a couple of turnovers, got a couple of huge rebounds. I thought those were the key possessions that allowed you to get the win.
And, Coach, I'm not going to sit here and take a lot of credit because you probably saw it. We go to that. They run and it's an action we've repped against. A little flex cut through. They have Tiki coming off who set the flex screen. He's coming off a double. And our defender wasn't there to bump the screen. That's when Tiki got that wide open look top of the key. One more soft bounce in that Greensburg rim. It probably goes in. Thankfully, us, it did not. But again, it's a different look than what they were getting.
Well, it's really the only good look he got all night, honestly. I mean, you did such a great job closing out on shooters tonight and not letting them get comfortable.
Yeah, and it does get easier Friday, EIEC all the way through, and you kind of see that represented in these games because the teams do know each other so well. And I'm telling you, we'll look back. This game was obviously huge because we advanced, but they've got some firepower out there.
Yes,
and they can do some things to us defensively that, quite frankly, some of the other teams left in the tournament aren't going to do because it's just not their scheme, right? They practice it, they flood it, they trap, they're jumping passing lanes, but the guys did a nice job. I know we ended up with 12 turnovers, it looks like, three.
That's your season averages, coach, on the bottom. So
perfect.
Yeah, that's
not, and we had three at half. We had a few more in that second half, but overall took care of the basketball.
So you make mention of playing on Friday night. Connersville, a winner here in the early session. They defeat Franklin County in overtime, nonetheless, 30-25. This would present another opportunity for this Bulldog team to avenge a regular season loss.
We took care of one tonight, right? With our last loss in the regular season was against South Dearborn.
Yep.
Connersville got us at home.
Yeah.
And they got us. So until we knock them off on Friday, that's a valid win, obviously. But I know these guys will be fired up. We'll have game plan ready. We've got film already ready prepped. We've got scout prepped. So now we know more of our path.
Yeah.
After the first game Friday, if we can take care of the same game Friday, we'll know our path on Saturday. So this week is great, special. I didn't plan very well in the classroom because I was talking about moving west today for about 45, 50 minutes. So my voice is gone. But we'll get these guys ready. And it's such a fun group. And basketball's great. They're good players. But as kids, the most thing I'm pleased about, I get to spend some more time with them.
There you go.
And that would have been heartbreaking if we would not got this in tonight in terms of these kids, what they deserve, how we're going to do things. And I'm fired up for Friday.
Well, listen, Coach, I know it's a short bus ride back to Batesville. I know you hate that. I know you wish this was an hour ride back to Batesville, but it's just 20 minutes. But go enjoy it with the kids, and we'll see you on Friday. And
Coach Moorhead knows it's fascinating, the conversations you hear on the bus ride home.
Amen to that.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach Garrett. Congrats on the win.
That was the victorious head coach, Aaron Garrett of the Batesville Bulldogs. I like to tease him about those bus rides every chance I get. You heard his comments there, Rob, just immediately coming off this game. Your thoughts?
No, he's spot on. And yeah, I mean, it is a big win. Anytime you advance in the sectional, that's a big win. And they survive in advance, and that was the key tonight. It doesn't matter if you win this game by 10 or you win it by 1 on a last-second shot. You're still playing on Friday night, and that's the key. And as Coach said, a lot of schools around the state will not be playing on Friday night. So survive in advance, get one under your belt. They turn their attention to Connersville and see how that one shakes out on Friday. Terrence, let me run down the individual scoring here real quick in the ball game. Cade Kaiser led all scorers with 14 points in the contest. Following him was Jack Grunkemeyer with 10. Those two Bulldogs in double figures. A balanced attack for Batesville tonight. Sam Johnson gets 8. Gus Prickle gets 6. T. Lures and Carson Hartley each get 5, and Braden Maple gets 1. That makes 49 for your Batesville Bulldogs. South Dearborn, as Coach Garrett referenced earlier, put 9 players in the scoring column, led by Hudson Shackelford closing out his career with a 10-point performance tonight. They get 8 from Connor Huff, 6 from Mason Hamlet, 5 each from Adam Kunkel and Peyton Hill, 4 from Brody Tiki, 3 from Scout Gray, and 2 each from Xander Schwab and Mason Lane. That's the 45 points for the South Dearborn Knights.
It was a great night of basketball here in southeastern Indiana. I mean, you know, a great night of basketball all around the state, right? I mean, these games going on everywhere, all over the state, all in search of that one prize, a state title. And it all got started, Tuesday night, I guess as we'd say, it all got started. We had a lot of games going on tonight. We brought you quite a few games here. We opened up with Jacksonville down in Edinburgh. They were a winner. They survive in advance. They defeat the Waldron Mohawks 55-44. And then here in front of our very eyes in game one tonight, Connersville defeats Franklin County 30-25 in overtime, and they will be set to take on the winner of our game we just did, Batesville, as they defeat South Dearborn 49-45. On the other side of the bracket, Greensburg on Tuesday defeated Rushville 43-27, and for their efforts, they will face the Lawrenceburg Tigers. That'll be game one on Friday night. They'll be taking on the host school, the Greensburg Pirates, right here on their very home floor. Rob, it's been fun. So glad I had you along for the ride. I want to thank these sponsors as quickly as I can here. Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring, Stones Farm Service, SCI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Kelby Owens Phase Financial, Batesville Tool and Die, Napoleon State Bank,
and Hamilton Tebbe Law Office. Also, a special thanks goes out to Scripture Auto, Decatur County REMC, Black Hawk Precision Ag, Porter Oliger Pearson Funeral Home, Hurt and Elko, Dana Whitcamper State Farm Insurance, Ison's Family Pizza, Best Metal Finishing and Ohio Rod Products, H&R Block, Fleetwood Chevrolet and Bruns, Gutswiller, and finally, big thanks to Pulse Camps Flooring Plus, Craig Kelly and Faultless, Osgood Utilities, Lothry Valley Ag, Gillen and Howe Funeral Home, and Decatur County Recycling. From all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil back at the station, a masterful job producing and engineering today's games, including the extended pregame show, John. Thanks so much for that. Big ups to our sports director, Jim Williams. Jim, been great working with you here this week, getting everything good to go. Good job on your game earlier, bringing Jacksonville home with a win. And my partner in crime beside me, Rob Moorhead, as I said, always a pleasure to work with you. Appreciate you coming along for the ride.
Had a good time, Terrence. Thank you.
No doubt. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app. Good night.